We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection of Jesus, that he rose up, give us assurance that one day he will come and take us with him, and we'll have with him glorified with him. Thank you, Lord, for always to provide for us. Thank you for your church. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of prayers. We bless you, O Lord, for your promises, for the Holy Spirit to always send your word and speak to us. We pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that your anointing upon each and every member and worker of your church and your people, those who are here and those who are in other places. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon all the pastors and leaders and workers of the Church of God. We pray that your anointing upon all the congregation and the families, O Lord. We pray for more power of the Holy Ghost to preach your word, to reach the lost, and to evangelize, and to make disciples of all nations. I pray for more people to be baptized with water. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray for revival. I pray for answered prayers. I pray for healings to be done in the name of Jesus. I pray for the protection of all the church members and those especially on the front line from coronavirus. I pray those who are still serving you, anoint them and uphold them with your grace and protect them in the name of Jesus. I pray for your provision upon each and every member of the church. I pray for the anointing upon each and every worker in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that you stretch out your hand and rebuke the devourer, O God, and drive out demons before your church and your people. You promise and say, I will build up my church and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. We pray, O God. We pray, O Lord, that you give us wisdom and guide us, strengthen us to do the very things that you want us to go on and move. Lord, lead us with the Holy Spirit to the people who are in need of your words, O God. We pray for more workers to join us. We pray for more workers to be raised up to serve you with us in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray. You anoint our service and our celebration today with your resurrection day, O Lord. We pray. You anoint the songs. Anoint, O Lord, the prayers. Anoint the message, the giving, all the item of our worship and our service unto you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Jesus. Lord, we celebrate your victory. We celebrate the resurrection of yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Anoint our voice. Anoint our all our ministries and our service. And we are going to offer to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Lord, we continue to celebrate your resurrection. We thank you, God, for the good news that you give us. Thank you for the victory that you did for us, O Lord. And today, O Lord, we have the confidence to go forward because you have done the great work, O Lord. O Lord, here we are. O God, we continue to preach your word to the lost, raising them, O God, telling them about you. Continue to anoint us and meet with your church to go on and serve you. In Jesus' name, Amen. the glory and honor. We come into our life to serve you till you come and take us with you to heaven. The things that you want us to do. Oh Lord, we pray. Oh God, you honor the rest of our worship, the givings, and the message, oh Lord, that will be directed by you, will be encouraged with your word to go on forward and serve you and do the very things that you want us to do for you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Now it's time to collect our tithe and offering and our first fruit to the Lord. You know, time of giving is a time of a blessing. The best place you put your money is in the hand of God. I never see anyone till now who continue to give to God. He is not blessed. The more you give, the more you bless. The more you are keeping your tithe and offering and your first fruit, you know, the only person who will be affected is you. Not the church, not the pastor, not me, no one else but you. And the church does not depend on the tithe and offering and the first fruit that is given. The church depends on God to supply the need. But we collect and we discipline all our members and workers to bring to the Lord what is due for Him, because that is our responsibility to teach. But our needs, all our needs, small and big, including the finances that come from God Himself. Lord, I thank You from the depth of my heart for Your obedient people. O God, who willingly, cheerfully, they bring these things to You, O God. Use it mightily for Your glory, and I trust You, God, that You will bring 1,000 times blessing among them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are still rebellious, O God, and I pray, Lord, soften their heart, give them repentance, and bring them back to You, Lord, to serve You wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, I pray also wisdom upon those who handle the money, that will be directed according to Your will and according to Your plan. That all the needs we trust, the Lord, You will satisfy. I pray that You anoint my lips to deliver Your word to Your church and Your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 24, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 9. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, amen, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remember his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Thank you, God, for Your word. And You, Lord, strengthen the heart of Your church and Your people with the message of Yours, so that they can be able to stand trials. They'll be able to understand situation. They'll be able to cooperate with You and to rely on Your word and Your promises. Thank You, Jesus. We magnify You, Lord, and we adore You. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What a beautiful things here. And you find upon this message. This message, you know, I was reading a few days ago in my Bible reading, and that I stumbled on this word in verse 8. They remember His words. They remember His words. You know, when you wake up in the morning, life becomes perplexed, and you know, I am sure that everyone now thinking, and because life becoming upside down, you may not understand things like what's happening now in coronavirus and all this thing upside down, and the things down become up and the up become down, and the right become left and left become right. You know, when they came, this woman, they came to the sepulchre bringing some people with them. They are ready to cry, they are ready also to honor the dead body, but they found that He is not there, He is risen. And you know, the angels told them in verse 6, He is not here, but is risen. He told them, remember how He spake unto you when you are in this life having problems. You can't understand what's going on. Remember how He spake unto you. When you read the Bible, from the Bible reading, remember how He spake unto you through the Holy Ghost. His word, it makes you understand things. And you know, the woman in verse 8, and they remember His word. You know, when they remember His words, In verse 9, they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. You know, when we remember his words, we change our direction toward the direction that he wants us to move. Don't remember other things that you hear today, but always remember his words, because his word, when we remember, it makes us think in the right way. Let us remember now certain words that he spoke in his letters written in the Bible. In addition, remember what the Holy Spirit, the Rhema word, spake unto you. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, this is what he was evangelizing. It say here, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. His message is, the kingdom of God is at hand. But he requires repentance and believing in the gospel. Believe, and without repentance there is no salvation. Let us remember his word. Let's know how to evangelize and how to reach people with the gospel. And let's also read in Luke chapter 5 and verse 32 what he says, so that we can understand the mission of Jesus and we take part of that mission. He says, I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. So here God wants us to move towards sinners, and here he wants sinners to repent. Sinners will not repent unless we come to speak about sin and how they come out of sin, the bad effect of sin and its effect in their life, the bad effect of sin. So we need to focus on the area that Jesus wants us to focus, and that's where here, that when you remember his words, we will know what we need to do, and we will go into the right direction that had happened to this woman who came to the sepulchre. Let us remember also the word of Jesus. You know, you may see that many nations now collapsing through this coronavirus or COVID-19, and you are bewildering what happened. Don't be surprised. This is very normal. Luke chapter 10 and verse 13, how he denounced those cities who witnessed miracles but they did not repent. He told them, he said, woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works and had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which had been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. So here, he is denouncing these cities because they did not repent. Not that because they did not believe, but they did not repent. But it shall be more terrible for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted in heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. Now we are witnessing many nations now becoming down and down and becoming low and low because the judgment of God had come on them. Let's also read Luke 11 when he condemned his people who did not repent, when he spoke to them, when he did the miracle in their presence. Luke chapter 11 verse 32, the men, he told them, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Here Jesus, he told his people, his own people, the believers in God, you will be condemned in the day of judgment because you did not repent. And also he said in Luke 13, when he was present among the crowd and they told him about the Galilean whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice, Jesus told them, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He repeated again, When he told me about the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, he told them, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Let me like this woman. Let us remember his words. Remember what he say in his word. Remember what he said to us direct when we are reading the Bible. Let's remember what the Holy Spirit spoke to us, and let us go into the direction that God wants us to go. You may have a lot of wishes and desire, good things like this woman. They brought the incense, they brought people with them to cry, but God wants them to go into another direction to preach His word and to do what is right and correct. Let's also remember today Matthew, what he says in Matthew 28 and verse 19 and verse 20. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's today not be remembering the bad news and how many people get infected, how many people die, which country fall down. We need to go forward and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that we have received from Jesus. Also today, let us remember His word in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, when He instructed His disciples to stay in Jerusalem till they would be endowed with power from above, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He said to them, and behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The Holy Spirit is God. Holy Spirit with us. God with us. And the Holy Spirit, when it come, give us power. The Holy Spirit will have us, will control us. You know, the woman, they came into one direction, but when they receive the word of Jesus, when they remember the word of Jesus, they go into the very right direction that God wants them to move. Today, God wanted to move in the very direction that He wanted to move. Also, let's remember that God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. The Lord Jesus, His words remind us that God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of Him. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We need to ask God, kneel at His feet today, repent of your sin, come back to Him, tell Him, Lord, I went to wrong direction to anoint dead bodies, but now I will move forward to do the very work of yours. Refill me again, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Let us remember His word as the woman remembered His word and continue to serve God and continue to do the right things in the hand of God. Let us remember His word. Let us remember what He said to us. Let us repent of our sin and come back to the direction that God wants us to move today. Enough despondency, enough sin, enough rebelliousness, enough stubbornness, enough idol worship. Repent so the Holy Ghost will refill you again, will heal you, and to bring you out from darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us continue to remember His word to us. Let us continue to remember according to Mark 9 and verse 29 that certain time that what is opposing the church is devil and demons and hell. In Mark 9:29, the word of God encourages Jesus drove out demons, deaf and mute spirits from somebody who had been possessed by demons, and the Lord delivered him. In Mark 9:29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Let us remember the word of Jesus when we have struggles and difficulties. After we repent, after you repent, and you still have struggles in your life, remember that demons are opposing you, work of devil is opposing you. Pray and fast, because such kind of demons who oppose the work of God will only go out by the prayer and fasting. Remember also, let's remember we as the Church of God today, that the promise of the Lord is still standing in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Let us remember this promise of God very well. Remember His word. The woman, they remember His word. Remember His words. They say, Matthew 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and unto this rock I will build up my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Nothing can prevail against the Church of God. Let us continue to trust Him that He will not allow the gates of hell, of Hades, the gates of hell, to prevail against His church. Let's also remember the marvelous thing that He promised in Luke chapter 10. Let us remember His words. And verse 20, when He say, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. Let us be rejoicing that our name are written in heaven. And that is our confidence in God. That not rejoice because we have successful ministry, but let us rejoice rather that our name are written in heaven. Let us also rejoice with His words, and let us remember them, what He said to us, what He promised us in John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, when He said to us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Let us remember the promise of God, that we have houses in heaven. We have a place in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. We have a house there. We have a mansion there to live eternity with God. So let us remember His words. Let us redirect our path. You came today. You heard the message today. In your mind is deathful thoughts. You have come today with the thoughts to anoint dead bodies. God wanted to change your direction of life. There is opportunity for you to save God. Remember His words. There is opportunity for you that your name will be written in heaven, will not be erased. There is opportunity for you today that you will have a mansion in heaven. That is where the power of the resurrection of Christ is calling us today, to change our way of life and thinking. Don't dwell in the past. Don't dwell that you bought already incense and you carry with you people to anoint dead body. This project is already cancelled. No more go into the direction that God wants you to move to serve Him. Remember also what He say in His word in the book of Revelation chapter 22. You may say, oh, people becoming wicked, people becoming bad, people becoming dishonest. Let us read what He saying in Revelation chapter 22, verse 11. Remember His word, he that is unjust, let him be unjust. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He said, unjust, filthy, dishonest, keep him. given, do wrong, it's not your business. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You do what is right. You continue to be righteous. You continue to live a holy life and in best way. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his word shall be. Let's be like this woman. Let's all stand in his presence. Like the woman, you know, the woman, they came with others. They came to anoint the body of Jesus. You know, they invite other people also with them, with their projects. You know, when you read Luke chapter 23, when Joseph took the body and put him in the sepulchre, you know, it says verse 55, and the woman also which came with him, with Jesus from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. The same woman, in verse chapter 24, verse 1, and now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They brought other people with them, inviting them to do a dead ministry. But God wants it today to do another ministry. Verse 9, and return from the sepulchre after, remember his words. Remember his words today and change your direction of life. And return from the sepulchre. Return from the dead ministry. He is alive and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Speak about the goodness of God. Speak about his resurrection. Speak about what he say to you. Remember what he say and say. That's all. Stand in him, Lord. I thank you for your resurrection from the dead. Thank you. You give me eternal life. Thank you for your word that reminded me that I have a calling and I have a ministry and I need to do it wholeheartedly. Yes, oh God. I remember, Lord, that you called me to serve you. You came from heaven. You died for me. You saved me with your life. And today I realize, Lord, that you want my life to be given to you. I commit my life, Lord, to you. I commit my life to serve you, to live in holiness and in righteousness, and to go and tell others about you, to speak against sin, to bring the gospel to them, to explain to them about repentance. Fill me, O God, I am at your feet with the Holy Ghost, so I can go with the Holy Spirit gifts to serve you. In Jesus' name.
From heaven you came, helpless babe.
I commit my love, Lord, to serve you. Come to the Lord.
Entered I was, your glory babe.
Come to Jesus and serve him. deserve, help deserve, oh God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.